really glad that you all have chosen to come and join us to see what we can learn together about this topic of recovering from reactivity. I see it as one of those foundational skills that really help us to navigate conflict in our lives, whether we are playing the role of mediator in some sort of formal way or just being an informal peace worker in the real world or just dealing with the conflicts that naturally emerge when human beings increase their level of involvement with one another. All right, so without further ado then, we'll move into this exercise. For this exercise, it'd probably be a good idea to have a piece of paper and a pen handy for the end of the exercise. I'd like to guide you through a thought experiment. And the idea of the thought experiment is to use the power of our mind and our heart to explore something about ourselves, using the power of our imagination to do so. My first request is that you take responsibility for your own experience during this thought experiment and choose to do it only if it's meeting your needs, and feel free to take other choices if you sense that would serve you more. I'd like to ask you to bring to mind a situation that involved a conflict that you either observed or a conflict that you were a part of. I would ask you to choose a conflict that was, you know, if the scale was 1 to 10, and 10 was like nuclear war kind of conflict, and 1 was something quite minor, that you choose something in the 1 to 3, 1 to 4 category. So you're not using the most intense conflict you can think of, but something that has some juice for you. So just take a moment and consider a conflict that you would like to work with. And bring that conflict to mind as if it was happening right now in front of you. And then tune in and notice your reaction to being in the presence of conflict. Pay particular attention to your emotional experience. First, noticing any physical sensations that arise in you as this conflict erupts in front of you. What do you notice in the way of physical sensations? Then notice any emotions that are alive in you in the presence of this conflict. And finally, just notice what you're telling yourself. Just tune in to your own mental chatter for just a moment. But this is just noticing your reaction to being in the presence of conflict. Just pause for 15 seconds in case there's anything you would like to note about this part of the exercise for yourself. So if it's easy for you to do this next part of the exercise, you can stand up. And once you're standing up, bring the conflict back to mind again. And then take a step back from the conflict. Or if you're just doing it in your imagination, just imagine that the conflict continues in front of you and you can literally move back away from the conflict one step. And then again, notice your reactions in your body from that choice that you just made to move back. Physical sensations, emotions, and what you're telling yourself. And again, I'll pause for about 15 seconds if you want to write a quick note to yourself about anything you want to harvest about this part of the exercise. What it's like when you stepped back. Now, if you're still standing up, stay in that position. And if you're doing it in your imagination, just imagine that you are anchored in place, that you've taken a step back. The conflict continues in front of you without really changing. It's happening at the speed of life. So far, all you've done is notice that a conflict has erupted and taken one step back. And now the next part of the experiment is to notice what happens when you lean forward toward the conflict. Notice what happens if you lean forward. So if you're actually doing it in your body, move your body forward while standing in place. You're just leaning forward. And then again, notice physical reactions. Emotions, or what you're telling yourself when you lean toward the conflict. Again, take 15 seconds or so if you'd like to write a little note about this experience. Anything you want to harvest from it. So now we've noticed the conflict. We took a step back. We leaned forward. Imagine that the conflict continues in front of you and that your intuition guides you to take one step forward toward the conflict. Actually, take a step forward if you're doing it physically. Imagine doing it if you're doing something else. And again, notice your reactions from making this choice to step toward the conflict, guided by your own intuition. Tune into your emotional experience. What comes up for you when you take this step? What do you notice in terms of physical sensations, emotions, tuning into your own inner dialogue about taking this step? And then just imagine that this movie you have of the conflict, just allow it to resolve in whatever way makes sense for you right now. Either push pause on it and put the tape away, or you watch how the conflict actually finished in the real world. Somehow come to a sense of completion with the imagination part of the exercise. Let that go. And then as you consider the entire exercise, do one last scan of what's up for you right now, having finished the exercise. Maybe take about 30 seconds to a minute to write down any insights you had, any questions that came up for you, anything that you're taking away from it. And in the exercise and in this whole methodology of transforming our relationship with conflict, the four habitual reactions have been transformed into something that helps us get more contact with our needs. So first, just this notion of being aware that conflict has erupted, to train ourselves to be aware of the presence of conflict, to notice it. So that's a transformation of freezing. We're just taking the time to pause instead of freezing, but to consciously pause and notice that conflict has occurred. And then the second thing is to step back. Stepping back engages a part of the brain that is very much removed from that reptilian brain. Stepping back actually sends energy to the cerebral cortex of our brain, the big thinking apparatus that makes us uniquely human. And stepping back engages that part of the brain, giving us a broader perspective. Going to the balcony to see more. I mean, literally, one step, we see a lot more of the world than we did from where we were before. That's transforming flight. making a life-serving step backwards in order to engage our perspective and wisdom and discernment. And then leaning forward is like transforming posturing. It's not that I'm really ready to engage yet. I want to get curious. What's happening here? Who needs what? That's the question that's engaged in my curiosity. Who needs what here? What's the source of this conflict? Not who's right and who's wrong, not who's going to win and who's going to lose, but who needs what? With curiosity. And fourth, the final thing is transforming this angry reaction into connecting it to my needs and then taking a step forward with action in the service of life. Oh, yeah, I wanted to give credit where credit was due and give you a resource about this idea of posturing. The other three, fight and flight, those are the ones everybody's heard of. And then freeze was an idea that Peter Levine really brought to the forefront in his trauma work. And I think that's where I learned about freeze in terms of the intellectual. I certainly had a body-based experience for my whole life. And then this idea of posturing, I learned about from a book called On Killing, believe it or not. Can you believe a nonviolent communication trainer would check out a book at the library called On Killing? It was the subtitle that got me, The Psychological Cost of Learning to Kill. And it is written by a professor at the United States Military Academy and Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman. So that's where I learned this idea of posturing, and I found a very powerful addition to the repertoire of understanding these reactions.
I want to point out a practice that you can do during the week to be watching for the reactivity. Just watching. Now that you have some sense of how you do react, and you might notice there are other reactions that come up in different situations, and just to notice them. See if you can mentally or physically take a step back in that moment of reactivity and identify your reaction. Is it a fight, a flight, a freeze, or a posture? So that's one thing you can do in the moment. And then a second opportunity for practice that we recommend, to have a reaction journal. In your reaction journal, pick a time during the day where you will focus on your practices around recovering from reactivity. And this week it will be just one, remember your moments of reactivity. You pick a time and you spend time remembering your moments of reactivity, and then write down two things. One, what kind of reaction it was, fight, flight, posture, or freeze. It's really helpful if we can actually identify our reaction quickly, and these are four categories that are our nature. So you'll build some skill in being able to identify that more quickly, which will automatically put you into that step-back position. So then at least you're connected to what you're doing. The second thing to write down is what happened just before you became reactive. And just write that down. What happened just before the reaction? And to the best of your ability, you might want to play with that to make it into an observation, but whatever you write down is a beginning. When I say observation, I mean, what was the behavior? What did you see? What did you hear? As opposed to all the thinking you had about that. What happened just before